Right now we're joined by Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling, which has turned its attention, especially this past week, to the national race and the national state of things now that Donald Trump has gotten the Republican nomination pretty much locked up for the general election. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So the conversations between Donald Trump and Paul Ryan earlier today, let's get some context for that, because the latest numbers from public policy polling on both of those individuals has been kind of surprising. Republicans seem to be sort of turning away from Paul Ryan and turning towards Donald Trump in ways that we weren't seeing previously.
Yeah, I think the big picture or the big story of what's gone on in the presidential race this week is a bunch of polling, including ours, has found that Republicans have unified around Donald Trump very quickly. Our new national poll finds Trump only trailing Hillary Clinton 42-38. And there's a pretty simple reason why it's so close. Clinton's getting 78% of the Democratic vote. Trump's getting 78% of the Republican vote. So at this point, the Republicans really are just as unified as the Democrats are. And we asked a second question to voters within each party: are you comfortable with so-and-so as your nominee? And we found that 75% of Democrats said they would be comfortable with Hillary Clinton as their nominee. 21% said they wouldn't. And we found that 72% of Republicans said they'd be comfortable with Trump as their nominee. 21% said they wouldn't. So for both Clinton and Trump right now, you have the same percentage of voters within their party saying they'd be uncomfortable with them as nominee. So I think the division within the Republican Party, at least when it comes to the possibility of supporting Trump in the general election, has been a little bit overblown.
What about independent voters? Where do they stand?
Independent voters are leaning slightly Democratic right now, so that's good news for Hillary Clinton. And one thing that was sort of interesting is this is the first poll where we included the Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson and the Green Party candidate Jill Stein in the mix. And what's interesting is when you include both of them, Clinton's lead's only 4 points, 42-38. But when you take them out of the equation, when you just make people choose between Clinton and Trump, her lead goes up to 6 points at 47-41. And that's because the people who say that they would support Gary Johnson or Jill Stein prefer Clinton over Trump 36-18 if they had to pick one of them. And what that shows is that you still have some Bernie Sanders supporters being a little bit reluctant to support Hillary Clinton in the general election, and that's kind of driving her numbers down a little bit right now. But if she can get those people on board, then her lead's going to go up from its current 4-point standing.
And we're speaking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling. You can get these numbers and more on their website, which is publicpolicypolling.com. And one similar sort of related number that we haven't mentioned yet is that the people who are undecided, you know, Clinton leads Trump 42-38, that still leaves 20% undecided. Of those, you put Trump up against Sanders, and Sanders has a huge advantage there. So it's just another indication that Clinton really just needs to win the Sanders supporters over, right?
Yeah, we continue to find that Bernie Sanders does better in these general election matchups than Hillary Clinton does. He leads Trump by 10 points, 47-37. And the difference between Clinton and Sanders comes almost completely with young voters. Clinton's winning them by 22 points, 49-27. But Sanders is winning them by 56 points, 70-14. So a lot of those young people who are really excited about Bernie Sanders are reluctant to support Hillary Clinton in the general election at this point, especially while Bernie Sanders is still in the race. So that's going to be sort of an interesting dynamic to watch, because if Hillary Clinton can actually get those people in line, she starts to have a pretty resounding lead over Trump. And one other interesting thing that's sort of along those lines is we asked just in general, without naming any candidates, would you support the Democratic or Republican candidate for president this fall? Democrats lead that generic ballot question for president by 8 points, 49-41. So when you look at Democrats leading that generic ballot by 8 points, but Clinton only leading Trump by 4 points, it just shows that she has some work to do to win over some of these Sanders voters for the general election. If she can do that, she's going to be out to a pretty healthy lead.
Do you think she will do that? I think all the unification around Donald Trump among supporters sort of happened as soon as Cruz and Kasich were out of the race. So assuming Clinton continues to maintain her delegate lead and Sanders eventually drops out of the race, is that similar thing going to happen there?
Yeah, I definitely think you'll see Hillary Clinton get most of Bernie Sanders supporters in the end. It might not be quite as easy simply because I think Bernie Sanders has run a much more viable campaign than any of Donald Trump's opponents did. But I think at the end of the day, you'll see Democrats pretty much in line with each other. And one thing, we may have talked about this in the last few weeks, but the level of division for the Democrats this year is nowhere near what it was in 2008 in the Clinton-Obama primary. Then we were finding something like 50% of Clinton supporters said they weren't going to vote for Obama in the general election in 2008. And at the end of the day, the Democratic Party was totally unified, and I have a feeling the same thing will happen this time.
How about the sort of down ballot races, the congressional ballots? What is the state of things there, and how is the Trump Clinton Sanders race affecting it?
Well, we find that Democrats lead the generic congressional ballot nationally by 5 points, 46-41. That's a good showing and certainly would result in Democrats picking up some additional seats this fall. But given the level of gerrymandering across the country, a 5-point national lead on the congressional ballot is probably not really going to give Democrats a chance of actually getting back control of the U.S. House, which makes sense when you sort of think about it in the context of North Carolina. You'd have to have Democrats winning statewide by like 15 points as opposed to 5 for Democrats to think about winning over any of the Republican-held congressional seats in this state. But Trump does help with sort of the general issue of Democrats trying to pick up House seats, trying to pick up Senate seats. We asked people on this poll, if a candidate for U.S. Senate in your state supported Donald Trump for president, would that make you more or less likely to vote for them? We found that 45% said supporting Trump would make them less likely to vote for a Senate candidate. Only 26% said more likely, so that's a 19-point net negative for Senate candidates who support Donald Trump. And we found similar numbers about that specifically in North Carolina when it comes to Senator Burr.
So speaking again with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, Donald Trump is trailing Hillary Clinton by a little bit in the general election, but both of them are extremely unpopular in general with voters, and Trump historically so. Is it 34% approval rating of Donald Trump versus 61% disapproval rating? Where, I know you did surveys of people with a favorable opinion of Trump and what else they also support. What are those numbers showing?
Yeah, Donald Trump, obviously, over the course of this campaign, has embraced quite a few conspiracy theories. So we polled the people who like him to see to what extent they buy into these things that Trump has sort of talked about. We find that 65% of Trump fans think President Obama's a Muslim. Only 13% think he's a Christian. We find that 59% of Trump fans think President Obama was not born in the United States. Only 23% think that he was. So those were the two sort of conspiracy theories we found most of Trump's fans buying into. Then there were a couple that we found about a quarter of Trump fans buying into. 27% of people who like Trump think that vaccines cause autism. 45% don't think they do, and then another 29% weren't sure one way or the other. This might be the most eye-popping one. We found 24% of Trump fans think Justice Scalia was murdered. Only 42% think he died naturally, and 34% are unsure one way or the other. But then we did find one conspiracy theory Trump sort of flirted with that even none of his supporters really bought into. Only 7% of Trump fans think that Ted Cruz's father was involved in assassinating JFK. 55% think he wasn't involved, and another 38% aren't sure. But certainly I think a lot of Trump's voters think things that are pretty out there, and Trump is the only candidate who sort of entertained those thoughts along with them, and I think that's a big part of why we're sitting here today talking about how he's going to be the Republican candidate.
It's good to know that even the Trump supporters have some standards when it comes to the conspiracy theories on Rafael Cruz there. Speaking with Tom Jensen again, publicpolicypolling.com is the website. You can check out all these numbers there and more. And Tom, before we let you go, I'm just going to let you take it away on the bottom of this survey. Just how unpopular is Donald Trump?
Okay, so we hear all the time about how unpopular Donald Trump is, and it's always expressed in, you know, sort of boring numbers. On this poll, we found 34% of voters have a favorable opinion of Trump, 61% see him unfavorably, so that's pretty bad. And, you know, some polls will say that 65% see him unfavorably, some will see 58% see him unfavorably. So we put it in a total different context. Instead of just asking about his favorability, we said, do you have a higher opinion of Donald Trump, or do you have a higher opinion of insert the unpleasant thing that we pulled on here? So here's our findings. If voters had to choose between Donald Trump and lice, lice wins 54-28, a 26-point margin. If they had to choose between Donald Trump and root canals win 49-38, an 11-point margin. If they had to choose between Donald Trump and used car salesmen win 47-41, 6-point margin for used car salesmen. We even found that if voters had to say who they like better between Donald Trump and Nickelback, they picked Nickelback, 39-34, 5-point margin. I think this is the first poll in history where Nickelback, used car salesmen, traffic jams, root canals, and lice have come out of who they're pitted against. But the news is not all bad for Mr. Trump. He did win a couple of these matchups that we did. Donald Trump beats out cockroaches by 4 points, 46-42, and he beat out hemorrhoids by 6 points, 45-39. So it's one thing to say that Donald Trump has a 61% unfavorability rating, but I think it puts it in a lot easier to understand context when you say that Trump is less popular than used car salesmen, traffic jams, root canals, and lice. And also jury duty, the DMV, hipsters.
And Nickelback, too, which is really surprising because they, even more than Donald Trump, remind Americans of what they really are.
Well, the last time we did a mean poll about Nickelback, we had angry people from Canada calling us. So we'll see whether we can get through the week avoiding that this time around.
Was that the most pleasant, obscene phone call you ever had?
Oh, well, very polite. You know, they're
very
Canadian,
polite.
So they're very polite.
All right. Publicpolicypolling.com is the website, so check out all the numbers there. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.